Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean going back to reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean going back to see where you came from. Where you've been, how you got here. See where you're going. And say you can't go back. Yes, you can. Just have to look in the right place.
Testing 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
My Sam Barrett.
My internet friend.
Is that the KFC though?
The Black.
Broadcasting across the internet,
this is the final season of the JL Show.
I lost my bottle of water for the second time today. I have to buy a third bottle.
Drilling, absolutely thrilling. Everybody, it's JL217. Michael, how are you doing?
Does anyone want to buy a bottle of water?
We'll talk to you.
What do you want?
I'll buy myself.
So, I'm going to take Shane's seat now. So I'm here with Michael, Johnny, and Shane. None of you guys have been on the show in a very long time.
It's been a ridiculous amount of time,
so we've got a lot to catch up on. We're going to kick off the show, as we always do, with This Week in JL Show History. This week in 2012, it was episode... Jimmy and Luke, episode 32, the name of the episode was Let It Crumble When He Sings. And this was a live show where I think we reviewed Skyfall, which is a coincidence because now it's, the Spectre time. But anyway...
Make sure you set my seat.
Yeah, because I'm in a better space for talking to people on the phone.
I don't care.
What? Let It Crumble When He...
2012.
So this was the week after Skyfall, man, and it was also the week of the U.S. presidential election. And what we've done is we recorded a show the morning after the election, sitting over there, like James and you and I think, talking about Obama being re-elected. But then that episode got... I just kind of forgot to upload it.
That wasn't 2012.
So we recorded it over there, but then I couldn't get to upload it that day, and then after a few days it seemed kind of pointless uploading an episode all about the election.
I remember that.
So I abandoned it, and I think I had it for a good while. I lost it then when my iPod was wiped, but I did have the recording for quite a while. Anyway, then we did a live show called Episode 32, Let It Crumble When He Sings. Jimmy, Luke, and Michael host a very special live show. We don't have any of these episodes. It's upsetting. I want to hear this. A very special live show recorded on November 9th discussing the re-election of Barack Obama. Skyfall, the iPad Mini, was first announced. Breaking Dawn Part 2, The Hobbit, and much more.
Okay.
That sounds pretty dull. This week in 2013 in JL's history, Episode 75, Gravity, Gravity, OMG. Wait, we had two of them, yeah. Jimmy and Luke return with their third Quarter Quell episode, in which they refuse to celebrate their previous 74 episodes, but instead focus on reliving the extraordinary experience of the previous day, Gravity. So this is the day after James and I went to see Gravity. We didn't go to see it together, but
we
did.
You went to see Gravity with James?
No, I didn't, no. Aww. I went to see it with my mom. I think James and Dean went to see it, and Dean hated it because he's got no attention span and thought it was boring.
My dad.
Yeah, well.
I think Gravity, he thought it was boring.
My dad thought it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Did he see 2D? My dad didn't like it very much either, but he didn't think it was boring, he just thought it was pretentious. And
well, he didn't think it was one of the worst movies he ever seen, so.
I think it doesn't at all hold up to repeat viewings. I named it my number one film of the year, and then I went back and watched it in January, and it was not. I mean, that was a terrible year for film. There was nothing good out that year. Like, my top five was that, White House Down, Star Trek Into Darkness, Anchorman 2, and Thor the Dark World. It was a really bad year, but Gravity...
White House Down.
And you know what? Gravity's still the best of that list. I think Gravity and Star Trek Into Darkness, White House Down, none of them stand up to repeat viewings very well. I like Gravity.
So,
was it you that James went to see Gravity with? thought it was either you or Dean. I guess it was Dean.
Well, I looked right up, man. I missed the first 25 minutes.
Oh, that's the best part.
No, I was like, I'll wait now until
plus one. Yeah.
But then I didn't, so I was like, I don't feel like I missed out.
Yeah.
Alright, well, he did. What happens instead?
I'm gonna tell you. Watch out for Gravity spoilers if you haven't seen the movie. Plus, stay tuned to the very end to hear 5 minutes of Luke talking about movies on local FM radio. So that was at Third FM in my work experience. And I did a film review, and I stuck it on the end of the episode. Anyway. That episode is still available if you want to hear it. Then we did that was after episode 74 in 2013, which is called Loki Pokey. Jimmy and Luke are back from the dead with their first post-Halloween episode. They review Thor the Dark World and talk about lots of other stuff, too.
Well, that was exciting.
Now, this week in 20...
Johnny, can I have that
14. Shane, you read this. I'm tired of reading out the stuff. So what do we do in 2013? 2014.
Interstellar. Ebola. Sex tape.
It must be the greatest episode title we've ever had, right?
It's the only one I can actually remember.
Because you came up with it. It was your idea.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah.
Interstellar Ebola sex tape.
Like, if somebody asked me, name it.
Shane said, if you want to get the most downloads ever, name the episode Interstellar Ebola sex tape.
Almost as good as Helvetica. Helvetica was an original thing that we made up in
No, but yeah, if somebody asked me name an episode of the JL show, this is the one that would come to mind first. This is the most iconic.
But the thing is, it's not a good episode. It's a rubbish episode.
Yeah.
It's just us sitting there and me.
This is our paintball episode.
And me wanking off over the Interstellar trailers. Like, that's all these episodes are.
So basically, what happened was
up in space.
Oh, not Murph herself. Just the dialogue.
So basically,
that would be pedophilia.
There was in this episode. We were Captain Halloween.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember, so obviously it wasn't very exciting.
Yeah. The trailer
Furious 7
came out.
Arrives. Am I reading it or are you reading it?
You're sorry.
Yeah. Okay. And is awesome is what I've written in front of me. I haven't seen the movie or the trailer.
Alright, well, the movie's not worth seeing. The trailer is, though.
My sister is playing that Fast and Furious song on the piano for the last month on repeat, and it is driving me absolutely mental. Oh, man. That's it, exactly.
What else?
That just put me in a bad mood.
Tell me what else we did on this episode.
Yeah, Michael meets the T-shirt, Desire's water chart.
McKinney on this episode. Well, he didn't meet him on the episode, but he talked about it. You should have recorded your meeting. I would have.
We did. Remember, we recorded that like hour-long interview, but you lost it.
Oh, yeah. If I was Michael, I would have hidden a mic in my pocket, and I would have been like, I would have muttered at some point on the record, and then I would have played.
Irish water chart, just. And beside that is what an exciting topic, which. I think that was a given anyway. That didn't need to be written down. We knew that.
So you're too slow with this. I'm a lot faster.
I'm creating suspense.
I know, but we don't have time.
No, okay. And the last one, there's 4 days to go to Interstellar, the biggest.
There's a bunch more episodes to do in this.
Pretty much the most overrated movie of the year. That's what Lucien said.
The day after we did JL 146. Interstellar, we continues on the JL show with another fun-filled episode. Join Luke, Owen, Michael, and Shane for discussion of Interstellar, the Steve Jobs biopic currently in pre-production.
Holy crap.
And more.
Is that the Ashkutu
one? No, this is the one that's coming out next Friday. The proper Steve Jobs biopic.
I think we hit our peak around Ebola 6-8.
Which a lot of people...
They got good reviews.
We call this Ebola Sex Tape. It's got 94 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Can we call it
Empire 5 stars? So
Ebola Sex Tape number 2.
Yeah. And there were posters on the Dublin buses, which are very nice, actually. Then that Friday, we did our big Interstellar actual release show, JL 147 on 4 stars.
I still haven't seen it.
The latest episode has traveled. I have it on Blu-ray. Larry has it right now. This is JL 147 on 4 stars, which is a pun on foreign shores, a line from Ebola Star.
It's better than Inception.
No. The latest episode, although Michael disagrees. The latest episode.
Interstellar better than Inception.
You thought it was when you saw it.
Yes. No.
I don't think it is.
No, it's not. I've only watched Inception once, so I might.
No.
I have very.
I know, you don't like Inception very much.
I don't really like that.
I love Inception.
Inception's okay.
The latest episode has traveled through wormholes of time and space to your computer/phone/tablet/MP3 player. Star Wars The Force Awakens, the name was revealed that day.
Really?
Before then, it was just called Star Wars Episode 7. They revealed the name and the trailer came out the next week.
Movies are long.
What year was that?
That was last year.
The Hobbit final trailer. More pod for your book. This was a year ago today. More pod for your book.
That's why I suddenly started saying that, I guess.
Yeah.
Kian, and then we had a thing with Kian and myself in my house reviewing Interstellar, which is pretty good. You can go back and listen to that. It's actually decent.
Is this 1 year ago or 2 years ago?
1 year ago today.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That was this week in Jail History. Now, before Johnny goes, Johnny, tell us about your Halloween.
Did not.
Did you leave the house on Halloween?
Mitch's got money.
I worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't go.
I got a sad life.
You didn't go celebrating. That's nothing sad about it. It's just, you know, you're getting stuff done.
I sat at home and eat and then sweet out of the.
Fuck, Mitch's got money.
Owen and I.
You go to parties the day before.
I don't get
and
that.
And Halloween is just like.
Yeah. Well, Owen and I.
Kind of want a bit of a break from Halloween.
Yeah. Owen and I went out for a walk.
I went out on Halloween, which is Saturday, came into work on Sunday.
Oh, free to me.
And I had a headache. It was not good.
I like the status of the rating.
Alright. Owen and I went out for a walk on Halloween. We went down to the shop and bought loads of sweets. And then we walked all around Knockmacara and spied on kids. And
wow.
No.
Yeah.
And
no.
Sweets.
And
then,
okay,
Fiddlers.
Say it again.
Say the
joke again.
What kind of a mother would call their child Wiz?
Yeah, it's definitely his real name.
What did you?
That's like something my mum would say.
What did you do for Halloween, Michael?
I came over and we played music.
Fun. Halloween spooky music. Did you play Monster Mash?
No. We played at the Doors though. We played like Riders on the Storm and all the spooky music. Hey Shane.
My name is Will. don't be those people who walk. There's one part of it which is actually very good. It's the, and how can we not talk about family when family's all that we got.
This is the karaoke version, for fact's sake.
Yeah, well, because I sang over it.
Any lyrics?
Oh, you did the cover of it.
What about Dean, when he left the show.
Oh, right.
It's actually pretty good.
What episode is that? Oh my god, you should.
It was one of the last few, I think it was 196 or 197.
Do you
do
all your covers
in
that?
I laughed,
I think you'd be good at it.
No, I'll try, I'll go.
Some of them are very good, like, some people.
Oh, turn it off, Michael. It's so annoying.
This is only the karaoke version.
I'd say the real thing. No, the real video has like
okay,
a
now
million
Dean,
views.
Dean.
Okay, but it's at the end of the episode.
Dean,
it'll take you a while to find it. First, you'll have to go up and look up. Just type in JL Dean's goodbye.
Turn your hotline blink. Turn your hotline blink.
Oh, God, the wind.
There are people up there, but we'll chase them.
Anna!
Yeah, we can. Yeah, well, yeah, go up. No! No, we have content.
We're taking this over. We're taking this. We were gonna like chase you away.
I want to go down and watch
Dobby. I thought you were like second years or something. So I was like, oh, that's fine, but oh, I can't.
Damn it.
Yo.
We're gonna watch Dobby.
No, because it's bad because there's wind and. Can't hear anything we're saying, and no one's gonna have any. And I have to do like 20 minutes anyway. Oh yeah, the whole time. Don't say it on this. I don't know. It's very, 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 very believable. And I would not at all be surprised.
Well, it was her birthday yesterday, so, and did Owen see somebody put a birthday post up or something?
And thought of her name.
You're pretty wrong.
They're putting the benches over there. Please,
you can't trust all of
them. No, you can't.
Jeez, shit. What's going on here, though?
Oh, I have no idea. It's so fucking stupid. But, so, Michael, tell us about what you did during the week.
I went to Dublin.
Oh, that's exciting. So did I.
Yes.
Hey, listen.
Oh,
Michael,
you went the day after me.
He doesn't want to go with me.
What? It would mean so much better if we were at the same day.
Yeah. Did you go to Web Summit at all?
No, my dad did. He said it was like. He said it was like the worst.
That's what I heard.
Worst conference he's ever been to.
Oh, Lachran went to it. He said it was pretty terrible.
He said it was literally like a panel of five people going up on stage and then being asked, "What do you think about smart cities?" That was literally for 15 minutes. That's literally
the most important thing in the world right now.
I know exactly.
It's like no one gives.
Smart cities are crap.
He said there was like.
I wish they'd wander over to us. We have to
give them a shot.
Yeah, there's a problem.
did you get tickets to go, Johnny? I couldn't get tickets to go.
Spittle had 50 tickets.
What? Spittle had 50
tickets? Who gave Spittle 50 tickets?
I mean, we were trying to get 5, and we couldn't get 1. And this is Johnny's school. She knew from other schools. We're only allowed in for an hour.
I wanted to go to the Tinder stand.
The tickets are so expensive. My dad was like 1,300.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Now, he didn't pay that, obviously, because it's ridiculous. So. He just put it on Saturday. Thank you very much. But he was supposed to be going on that. He was going to go in for the day on Wednesday as well. But he was like, it's so bad, I'm just not going to go. I'm just going to drop him. So that's how we got home so early.
I might be offline for two days.
Why? Because you're going to Mayo. Yeah. Oh God, we'll miss you.
Oh, you'll definitely be offline.
I'll be at home.
Are you going to be online?
It's Matt.
Oh, you're going to the football team. The center of excellence. People just like Shane Kelly.
Yeah. It's like 9 flooded pitches, massive gym, and stuff. Kind of center of excellence.
So awful.
The Irish Centre of Excellence,
that drive-in school that came here. I have a whole collection of picks with half the SpongeBob, half the Twilight.
Oh, wow.
Which would you like, Michael?
This pick is, I would love the SpongeBob one.
I want those.
That pick is so bad because it's red. It starts coming. I play very, very aggressively.
Yeah.
So, the pick starts.
Take it easy now. Take it easy.
The pick starts coming off and going on to the pick guard.
Oh God.
So it's like all red now. So bad.
You're so crazy and cool. Dara,
such a Dara thing.
Why do we miss Dara when he's
Michael,
up there?
You're so crazy.
Well, me and Mike had a good chat with Dara Wednesday.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Good.
Down here. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Daz, and what's her name? Amy?
Amy Healy or Amy.
Not Andrew Healy. Healy.
No. I don't know. Clayton said what they were, but they look nothing like those.
They're just small as each other, though. They're the same kind of
I think they are, because somebody said on
Tommy.
You tell me,
boy. Oh my God, I don't want to pass here. No, can we go down the other end?
I am so much cooler than them because I see you home watching TV and you're running around in the thing.
Manly men, Lucy. They're like ripped all the time.
What am I thinking?
Johnny, are they silver?
Michael, I forgot, you also saw Spectra, didn't you?
Spectra, yes.
Let's talk about Spectra.
Spectra.
So Spectra's out in the US today, and Skyfall 94. Listen, Skyfall 94% Rotten Tomatoes. You know, Spectra's got 61. That tells you everything you need to know about Spectra.
Watching it, see how
Morale is like 88.
The thing is, it's going to make more money.
Well, this
No, I don't think it'll make more money. No. I think it's going to.
If I should go and watch it, will it just? Well,
yeah, because
I think it would. I think you would buy it.
It costs more.
Yeah. I think it's going to gross less. It's already made less than the US last night.
The UK, it's like record.
Well, the UK, it's a record. Yeah, that's,
but I mean,
it doesn't factor into the global box office.
Got a 6
China.
Please, all you've been hearing is mediocre reviews, but I think I'll actually enjoy it because I have quite low expectations.
But like, I mean, I had low expectations for fucking Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, and I was like slightly kind of well by it. I was like, Rogue Nation is better. I don't know if I don't know if it's better now because Spectre and Rogue Nation both kind of disappointed me. Spectre is a better made film, like
that's different though.
Like it's well shot and stuff.
Like Spectre,
but
it's not as rushed.
I think if I had a choice to watch again, I'd choose Rogue Nation.
I would watch it again.
Remind me,
I won't.
Okay,
no, I fell asleep too, but
But I mean, I
still think they did a better job with it. I think it's a better made film. Like, I think Sam Mendes is a proper director, and I think your man Hoyt van Hoytema, who shot Interstellar, like, I mean, it's a proper film. Rogue Nation is a movie.
It looks, I mean, yeah, cinematography wise, that was the only thing that kept me awake.
Oh, exactly. The score and the cinematography are the only things it has of value. And
Christoph
Waltz is so bad.
He is, because
I am the author of He's
like laughing.
He only has one character.
Did you see him on Graham Norton?
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's great in Inglourious Basterds.
That was just down to the
writing.
It's the director's fault, really.
Yeah. No, but the script was very weak. Like, there was.
It's not the kind of character that would fit in that sort of film, though.
I know. Yeah, I guess he's not. The problem is that he's conforming to the film. So he's playing like a dull version of himself to go along with the dullness and the drabness.
He's not a dull
of the
character,
film.
Like.
And like the women in it are so dull.
Oh
and
my god!
The first one shows up. So
what do we do now?
So Monica Bellucci shows up.
Literally,
Monica Bellucci's like fifth billed on the credits, and he like goes into her house and is like,
oh,
he talks
that
for 30
is
seconds,
so
and
weird.
Then he slams up against a wall and then cuts away, and she's never seen again.
Oh my god, that is the weirdest thing ever. Like, she's like way too old.
Yeah.
Oh
well, I don't know. I mean, they're the same age. They're the same age. That's not the issue.
No, it is.
They're the same age,
but
her age is fine. The problem is that she's not a human being in it. She's just a stick.
Yeah,
that Daniel
and then,
Craig
and
can
then
fuck
what's
when
her name?
Leia Seydoux.
Whatever her name is. Yeah, like when she was like, "I'm not falling into your arms now," or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I was actually genuinely like. Yes, for once a woman has integrity.
Yeah, exactly. And then like 10 minutes later,
Tim
she's
like, "What do we do now?"
Yeah, and
like,
she's like,
"Okay,
she's like, I know what we should do." But then there's a woman at the start of the bed in Mexico, and he doesn't even bother.
Oh my god!
He's just like "Fuck you! I'll be back in a minute." Yeah. She's like sitting there waiting for him. He's like, "I'll be back in a minute." And then he goes out the window and blows up some shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what the end of Casino Royale? He goes to some fella's house and then shoots him.
Yeah.
Does that have any relevance to the next movie?
I think so, yeah. Casino Royale and Quantum Solace are kind of the same story.
I've never properly watched Quantum Solace.
But they all kind of come together.
They do, yeah. I know, so stupid. Where they have purple, white, and
pink.
Silva, and they have all their faces in the thing
so
at the end.
Wait, Casino Royale was supposed to be a reboot.
It's a reboot, yeah.
To go back to the beginning.
Yeah. I mean,
that was the first book, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But like, there is literally no story.
Oh, I know, yeah. But like,
it's just like,
there's a timeline,
it's a collection
but it's not
of
a story.
What did you think of the opening credit sequence with the squid?
Oh my god,
it's interesting.
It was
an interesting piece of art. I wasn't.
The
I can't
music,
say I liked it. Oh, the song
really
is desperate,
nice.
But the song's desperate. But I think the credits are interesting. Like, I liked the squid because there's a squid in the Spectre organization logo and on the rings.
It's a bloody
going
over the top on the naked women, like,
oh, I know,
just
yeah.
like
stroking
his chest.
Well, he's shirtless. Two women stroking his chest. I was laughing.
And there was like Michael, a big burly man beside me. He was going, yeah.
Any James Bond movie not had.
Skyfall, then. It was all like underwater stuff.
Yeah,
Skyfall was a proper fucking film with integrity and quality. Skyfall.
Yeah,
Skyfall is a perfect film. Like, it's fantastic. It really is. I've watched it four or five times. It is perfect.
I don't enjoy it that much.
I love Skyfall. Like, I love Skyfall the way I love Ted. Like, it's like 2012 was a year, right? Listen to this. 2012 was a year where there was like all these films that I love that nobody else really gets, like The Avengers, Ted, and Skyfall. This year, they all got really mediocre sequels that everyone else hated as much as I did.
Well, my favorite James Bond was Roger Moore, because he was so much fun. And like, you know, remember the one where like the car split in half?
The best James Bond is Woody Allen in the original Casino Royale 1967, which is a fantastic mess. It's 3.5 hours long. It had 8 different directors. It's just like, and there's like a bunch of actors playing James Bond. It's got Peter Sellers, Orson Welles, David Niven, like the greatest actors of all time. Like, and it's such a mess. It's in Technicolor, and it's got a great score by Burt Bacharach.
Like, not known.
Because it's not a real James Bond film. It's a parody, but it's great. It's crazy. It's complete. It's a mess. It's great. I love it. I watched that time. So I'm pretty sexual, but anyway, whatever. So yeah, Spectre is thumbs dragging downwards.
It's kind of like
I've only seen like 4 James Bond films.
But honestly, Skyfall is a great film, but I think the rest of the franchise bores me. I don't really care about it.
Every Christmas, I think, we watch.
There's just... not every.
Speaking of films that are going to disappoint us, what do we all think of this picture of Eddie Redmayne in a nice coat?
Oh, that's... He looked like Killian there for a second.
He does look like Killian, yeah.
The haircut.
I'm so happy, like...
This is next year's big thing now. This is
fantastic. Beasts and Where to Find Them, the Harry Potter prequel.
This is my Interstellar. Like, this is my Star Wars next year.
Sounds like the lamest thing.
I think it's got the same directors, and it's got the same exact... crew is Harry Potter, same director, producer, everything. J.K. Rowling's written the script, got a quality cast, Eddie Redmayne, Colin Farrell, Ezra Miller, yeah? Like, and it's set in the 20s in New York. Look, there's no reason why this shouldn't be decent, but... it's the guy who wrote the textbook that they study in school, and his adventures in the 20s in New York.
Well, you know,
about parents.
No one wants to see that.
The thing that I fear is that, J.K. Rowling has kind of
I think she's
written her best work.
I think she's... Well, I think the novels she's writing now, the crime novels she's writing, are very, very good. Right. But I think that she's now, this year, sold out on Harry Potter, finally. Because there's a play coming out next year, which I am very cynical about. It's a play, literally, about Harry Potter when he's in his 40s and his kids. And I'm like,
that's what I was thinking.
No one asked for that. No one did. I mean, I was considering buying tickets last week. It's starting in London next June. Tickets are only £30 for the play. I thought I'll fly over once and go to see it, like, because I'm very, very big. I've been a big fan my whole life.
I'm like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in musical.
The musical, yeah,
every
yeah.
Every day this year.
Well, yeah, plays are on every day.
No, what I mean,
the cast would change.
I literally, they're doing it every day.
Yeah, that's how all plays work. Yeah. But like, no, but the Harry Potter play, I don't give a shit about it really.
And in
news of other films that are going to disappoint us, why is Han Solo's face crushed in?
Let's not do this again.
I like the one with the kind of the see-through.
I'm just thinking of
With the what with
see-through
with
light.
Leia and the see-through light. No, that's stupid. It's horrible. And what do we all think of my JL show, a Star Wars poster?
Better than the official one.
I think they did a great job with it. I fit into Kylo Ren so well.
Yeah,
it's great. Shane doesn't fit, but I think Michael fits great.
Oh God! I kind of did a slight.
You're doing a Han Solo.
I did a slight hand, not really, but kind of. Okay.
Oh, wait, did you take that picture purposely for the?
No, I took that. No, that's from a selfie we took when we made Stitcher.
Owen is like touching my belly, isn't he?
Yeah, you and Barra are in the same picture there.
You could have taken the one from me, old Jackman.
Yeah. He is in your dreams, nothing can stand against
him. So bad.
What would D's Nuts do?
The worst and
D's Nuts. Oh no, D's Nuts
his
is just.
His name is D's Nuts!
D's Nuts. I know, I wonder on his personal title.
I know, that's
what I was saying. He is, yeah. No, D's Nuts is a Bernie Sanders supporter. Like, he says he's just going to get in and then make Bernie his vice president. Because there's another guy called Lawrence Lessig who is only running on the platform of getting the money out of politics and has no other policies. He's a Democrat, but he doesn't have enough support, they won't let him in the state. But he's a smart guy. Like, but he says if he gets in, he's just going to make Bernie his vice president or his chief of staff or whatever, and then let Bernie do all this.
Are you talking about D's Nuts?
No, Lawrence Lessig.
Oh, Lawrence.
But D's Nuts is the same. Lawrence Lessig just wants to be the president of the United States, and he says he'll let Bernie control his entire administration. And D's Nuts is the same. But D's Nuts and Lawrence Lessig are both what now? Bernie's campaign is kind of dying now. It's on the way out.
Yeah.
I thought it would last beyond Christmas, but I think it will. I think it'll last for probably March. But Hillary's too transparent now. She's got everything out in the open.
Yeah.
She's dodgy as fuck. But everyone knows it already, and people don't care.
That's such a great plan, though.
Announce everything
so there's nothing that will surprise them.
Yeah. But the thing is, everything that she did now is really bad. But people just don't care. They say her and Bill have been like laundering money for years. Now there's actually one more. They have this organization. They have this charity, the Bill and Hillary Foundation, that's been using money for campaign and stuff. But the other thing is that the book came out last week now called Bill and Hillary Clinton Are Great Friends. It's a book all about how Bill Clinton is threatened by our far right Republican Tea Party here, but it's a book all about how Bill is a rapist and Hillary's been covering up his crimes. And no one's taking it seriously, but because it's probably all nonsense, but I'm interested in what he has to say.
Well, who cares if it's a lot of
Well, because it was tied up with Trump, really. So, and they're billionaires, and it's hard to sympathize with. They are, yeah, they're billionaires.
Well, then,
and they're up against Bernie, who is like living in a tenement with his father, a Polish butcher, and it's he was as a child. And it's like, Marco Rubio's parents were wealthy. His grandparents were poor. Marco Rubio's grandparents were Cuban. They came up.
No, but and I thought his parents were bartender and
His parents were middle class though. Like they weren't as poor as Bernie's parents were at all. But no, Rubio Bernie would be a great election, but it'll probably be Hillary Rubio, which is fine, whatever. More to come in
Nuts versus
coming. Nuts versus Garza. It'll be like, Ben Carson. Or did you see the thing where it was like Trump? I say stupid things loudly, and then Carson. Oh, yeah. I say stupid things softly.
Is that in the bad list?
No, I was a meme.
Oh, it's not the video.
No, it was a meme, but it was a cartoon.
The video with the songs.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway,
hold their behinds if he knows.
Anyway, that's all we have time for on JL217. Make sure to check out JL216 released yesterday with myself and Killian on the bottom.
No.
Hillary's voice is so funny.
Yes, I have to go over there.
We'll be back next week. More pod. Wait, are we back next week? More pod for your pod? Will there be more pod next week, Shane? Do you think there will be?
Sure.
What will there be next week? Tell us what will there be for your pod. What will we get for our buck next week? Just say more pod. Okay. Happy. People, the way she looks at me, held up, let down. She sings me seven melodies, hair whip, tight lip. I feel calling out for you. Don't you tell me no truths, they're just all of your lies. Don't you tell me no truths, I want all of your lies. Oh, well. So give me all of your lies, give me all of your lies, give me all of your lies, give me all of your lies. Do the rumble sweet. Just the word to the wild.